So the Shem Yishmuel to Purim Tafresh Ayin Zayin. Haman comes back from the first party, and his wife Zeresh sees that he's kind of happy and kind of unhappy. He says, "I'm kind of happy because, you know, I get invited to the best parties in town, just me and Achashverosh and Esther, and yet," he says to Zeresh, "Kol zeinenu shoveli, because I see Mordechai still doesn't respect me." So she says, "Listen, you got to deal with Mordechai already." She says, "What you need to do is you need to take care of Mordechai." Pasuk says, "Uvavoker emor lamelech." Go the very next morning. Go to the king. Ve'yitlu es Mordechai alav. Right, and say to the king, "Emor lamelech." Tell the king what you want to do. That you're going to hang Mordechai on those gallows that you've been building. So says the Shem Yishmuel, hold on a second. What do you mean, emor lamelech? Baboker emor lamelech. Say to the king. You don't say to a king. You come humbly before a king. You prostrate yourself before the king. You beg the king. You ask the king. You don't say to the king. V'yesh ledaktik shalok siv tevakish. Doesn't say that she's going to, she told him, go ask the king. Go make a request of the king. Right? Tishal me amelech. Ela emor lamelech. Say to the king. Dehu lashon sivoy. Haman, you're going to go and command Achashverosh, tell him what to do. V'chein lekaman, you see in the sixth parak as well. V'haman ba, Haman comes l'chatzer beis hamelech, hachitzona, comes to the king's courtyard already on the outside. And leimor lamelech, litlo says Mordechai aleitz, asher heichin lo. Leimor lamelech, what do you mean leimor lamelech? You don't say to a king, you ask of a king. So Zeresh seems to be very chutzpah, and Haman seems to be very chutzpah, and he takes her advice, seems to carry it out. That Haman has the ability to say to the king, was Haman more powerful than the king? In a certain sense, yes. In a certain sense, Haman was more powerful than the king. That Haman built himself a bima, he built himself a chair that was higher than the king's chair. He built himself a palace that was bigger than the king's palace. Haman was, in a certain sense, greater than Achashverosh. Ukmosha Amru, like the Medrash says, the Alkut Shimoni writes, Vayizak Zaka Gedola Umara. When Mordechai lets out a great cry, Gemara is a similar lashon, but the Alkut Shimoni is more precise, that Mordechai lets out a great cry, Ma Amar, what did he say? Gova Haman me Achashverosh. Haman is even more powerful than Achashverosh. And therefore, Emor Lamelech, Haman could say to the king, a strange thing. Haman's more powerful than Achashverosh. Who gave Haman all of his power? The Melech gave him his power. What do you mean? How is it possible for the nobleman to surpass the king? But Lamaisa, that was a frightful thing that the Jews were facing, and Zeresh knew it, and Haman acted upon it, and it's hard for us to understand. It says the Shem Yishmuel, very, very avodadik today. Very scary avodadik today, but very avodadik today. Just so you have an understanding of what we have the opportunity to do tomorrow on Purim. Tomorrow's Purim? I can't like wrap my head around it. Tomorrow's really Purim? Tomorrow everyone's coming to our house? That's tomorrow? Yeah?
Sure.
Are we off? Is the calendar off? I know it's a leap year. There's a lot to do between them. We've got to get ourselves ready. We have to know what we have the opportunity to do. Look what he says. Umikan, second paragraph. Kol ish maschil. Yasim elibo. We know the end of the story is that what? Is that Klal Yisrael got Beis Haman. The bima that Haman built was given to Esther. And the power that Haman had over Achashverosh, v'nahafachu in Kedusha, that power went to Esther, to Mordechai, to Klal Yisrael. And therefore, on every Purim, we have an opportunity that the nobleman, the one who draws his power from the king has the ability to be more powerful than the king. That a Jew can say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is how it's going to be. Not to ask of Hashem, but to demand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol aposhe yad, no simlo. I put on my hand, and there's no hava amina that Hashem's going to say, no, not right now. Not today. That a person has an opportunity, he says, in Kedusha, v'chol purim is'or reshimo mizeh. Every purim we'd get a taste of this. V'az, where it's underlined, b'koach kol ish Yisrael, leimor lamelech malchei hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To say to the king, there's a series of comments from the Berditchever throughout the Kedusha Slavi, where he talks about the ability for man to overpower HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol. So for example, in Parshas Yisro, Pasuk says, And you'll know exactly what the read is based on when you have a context. That's why it's an amazing thing. I always find, like, when you're in the presence of tzaddikim, when you're in the presence of big people, all they have to do is read a pasuk, and already, like, you're hearing different things that you've never heard before. Like, the things that Rubenstein said last night were amazing, and there were, like, a million things he didn't say, but which he also said. I don't know, I find, like, you just listen, if you listen to, like, a tzaddik, just, like, recite a pasuk slowly, you already start to think. So listen, all the Barzichra has to do is read us a pasuk in Yisro. V'atem tiyu li mamlechas kohanim. So now we have a context. We're listening to the Baruch Hu, and we know exactly what he's going to say. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol v'atem, you, tiyu li, are going to be what? Are going to be towards me, towards the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mamlechas kohanim. You're going to be the melech. You're going to rule over me sometimes. Hashem gives us the power to rule over him sometimes. Now, at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the final say, so to speak, in his court. Because the Berditchva writes, that's the that last part I told you, V'atem tiuli mamlechas kohanim, is what the Berditchva brings in Parshas Yisro, Kedushas Levi, Parshas Yisro. In the Likutim, in the back of the Kedushas Levi, he explains the term Melech Malchei Hamlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean, Melech Malchei Hamlachim? A king who rules kings, who rules kings. So Hashem is the king. Hashem says, I'm going to allow kings to rule over me. Who are the kings who rule over the king? Klal Yisrael. That atem tiuli mamleches kohan. That's why the Gemara says in Gittin Samach Beis, that on the Pasuk, bi malachim yimlochu, the Gemara applies that to Talmidei Chachamim. To a tzaddik. To a person as the king who rules the king. Who's the king who rules the king? When the tzaddik rules over HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the tzaddik makes a demand. When in Kedusha, right? Listen, if in Tumah Haman can rule Achashverosh, then in Kedusha, a Yid can sometimes say to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and demand of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But says the Berditchver in the Lakutim, listen carefully. Melech Malchei Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A king who rules kings who rules the king means what? Hashem is the first king. He starts it all. He gives us some of his Malchus. He gives us some of his Malchus. Yeah? So we have the ability to be a king who rules the king. But at the end of the day, let's not forget, Hashem is the Melech Malchei Hamlachim. Which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still the king who gets the final say. Okay, so on the one hand, we're very empowered by this. On the other hand, we have to still be humble about this. But I'll tell you one of the scariest parts from the Magid of Mezrich. There's a sefer called Toras HaMagid. In the second volume of page 47, it says, it's a pacha to say this part. But I love sharing it at the same time. Adon Olam Asher Malach B'Terem Kol Yitzir Nevra. Says the Magid of Mezrich. Adon Olam, Master of the Universe, Asher Malach B'Terem Kol Yitzir Nevra. What's Pashup Shat? Pashup Shat is Hashem, you're the master of the world, and you ruled the world before there even was a world. You were the Melech even before there was an Am. Right? And Alach is Kam V'Kam, and you continue to rule the world. So the Magid of Mezrich said, no, the opposite. Adon Olam, you are the master of the world. Asher Malach, B'Terem Kol Yitzir Nivra. You only ruled the world B'Terem Kol Yitzir Nivra, before anyone was created. But now that you created us, we rule you. We rule over you. We tell you what to do. Emor L'Melech. You come on Purim, maybe the rest of the year we live with the Berditchever and the Likutim. Melech Malchem Lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have the final say. On Purim we come and we say we have the final say. Emor L'Melech. I'm going to say to the king, I'm going to tell him what I feel, and I'm going to say it the way that I want to say it. I'm not going to be afraid. I'm going to rule over HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I know he's going to be very proud of me for doing that. Nitzchuni banai, nitzchuni banai. The Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Nun Tes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's simcha when we're victorious over him. Okay, so look back inside. So write again from the underlines. So on Purim, Oz b'koach kol ish Yisrael leimor lamelech malchei hamlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Derech amira v'tzivoy. Ki inin ha-tzadikim gozrim al HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'hu osa. Like the Gemara says in Moed Katan Tazayinim and Beis, that me, Moshe, be tzadik. The tzadik rules over me. The tzadik rules over me. The melech who rules the melech. Be malachim yimlochu, it says in Mishlei. Be malachim yimlochu. Kings will rule over me. The kings who rule the king. Litla says Haman, Ulimcha says Shemo, Mitoch Libo Shal Atzmo, Al Kopan. But if you want this to work, if you want to say to the king, you also have to talk with a little shtickel gaiva, a little holy chutzpah. The same way that Haman, when he said it to Achashverosh, not only was he telling Achashverosh what he's going to do, he wasn't asking Rishos, he was saying it like it is, but he said it with such what? Again, in Shem Yishmua, very Shem Yishmua-like language, with a cheshek and a ratzon nimratz, that Achashverosh's greatest desire was to hang Mordechai. And kol zeh inenu shoveli, and nothing else mattered to him. If you say something to Hashem on Purim, and you say it as if nothing else matters in the world, and you really say it, you don't ask. You demand Hashem. Not Hashem, you know, I wouldn't mind being a little more knowledgeable in Torah. If you talk like that, I'm probably not going to get anything. But if you say it bevados, lemor lamelech, this is the reality, Hashem, this is what I insist that you do for me, and you say it the same way you do it at Bekedusha, the same way Haman and Tumma said, kol zeh einenu shoveli, there's nothing matters to me other than getting Mordechai onto that tree. If you say it like that, and it's not me'asafa v'lachutz, if it's not just lip service, oz bevadai amiroso tasaperos, you have the Shem Yishmuel's guarantee that your statements will bear fruit. And that's what he says, he concludes, he says that's what the Hasidim of earlier generations used to say, that on every single Purim, a Jew can bring whatever salvation he needs. But he has to say it bevados. He has to believe in his ability to rule the Melech, to be able to go to a place where he's not normally allowed to go. To go lefnai v'lefnim, to go into Kodesh Kadashim, a place where two very, very great Jews went when they were drunk and they died. But we can go into Kodesh Kadashim when we're drunk and survive. Right? Not the view. They didn't make it out. Turn to page 2. Sfasem is Tafresh Nun Zayin. Sfasem is quotes the Zohar Kadosh. We know again it's in Tikkuni Zohar, in Tikkun Chaf Aleph. We mentioned it last night, Daf Nun Zayin. It says that Purim al Shem Yom HaKippurim. The Osilios Mishtano Inoy La Oneg. Purim is all Oneg. Yom Kippur is V'Enisam Es Nafsho Seichem. It's Inoy. But not only that. Says Tzvasemes, Ki B'Yom HaKippurim Nichlas HaKohen Gadol Lifnai V'Lifnim. And about the Kohen Gadol, it says V'Al Yavo B'Chol Eis El HaKodesh. You can't just walk in whenever you want. There's very, very specific rules by which a Kohen Gadol, one individual, enters into Kodesh Kadashim. Rak B'Yom Miyuchad V'Al Yedei Tanis Kol B'nei Yisrael. Right? Everyone's fasting to support the Kohen. We work. He works for us. V'Anisam Es Nafsho Seichem. And like we spoke about last Tuesday, detachment from physicality. Uviyameya Purim says Vasem is talk for the second column. In the Purim it says, Avo el Melech, what? Lokidas. I'll come to the king, Shalokidas. Actually, how does that pasuk begin? Uvachain, Avo el Melech. Does Uvachain sound familiar? You know, there's an amazing comment the Torah has by Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Rav Nevinsol talks about it in his Sefer. Uvachain, how about Uvachain from Rosh Hashanah? Sound familiar? Uvachain tein pachtecha. Uvachain tein kavod, uvachain. The same unworthiness. And the Torah makes a link. The same way Esther went to the Melech, uvachain, lokadas. We come on Rosh Hashanah also, we feel that we're coming lokadas. We don't feel worthy. And therefore, throughout the davening, we're referencing uvachain, uvachain, uvachain. I'm not sure. I'm not really sure if I should be here right now. And I'm nervous, and I'm frightened. It's the achas b'shana, like we spoke about last night, Yom Kippur being the achas b'shana of Yira, where I don't feel comfortable. On Purim, and that's with all the hachanas, with all the preparations. On Purim, a person is mamish, adelo yada, and he feels very at home. Where? In Kodesh Kadashim. But you're not Kohen Gadol. And it's not the Achas B'Shana of Yom Kippur. You're right, it's a different Achas B'Shana. And it's not the Echad of the Kohen Gadol, but it's the Echad of me, the Yichud of me, the Yechid of me. B'makum she'ein reshayin levo b'chol eis. Esther walks into a place, lo kadas, it may not be the time for kadas, but she walks in. I told you the other day, Kadat, the Svarim bring, Kadat, Chaf Dalet Tuf is 424, is Gematria Mashiach ben David. So it might be low Kadat, it might not be the time for Mashiach ben David. But Chever, the whole Avot of Purim, what we're saying is, Emor LeMelech, you have to say, I don't care. I want Mashiach now, I'm not open to discussion, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know there are options, Be'ita, Achishena, I can come early, I can come in its right time. On Purim I say, now. You tell me, lo kadat, it's not the time for Mashiach ben David? I'm not interested. I don't care about the time. This is lamalam in a zman purim. Not bound by time. So Esther comes in b'chol eis, whenever she wants. Rak b'purim nitein reshus lizgalas or hanelim b'chol eis. A Jew walks into Kodesh Kedoshim as much as he wants on Purim. As much as he believes he can, he can. K'mo shekasa b'medrash al Mordechai osa tzedakah b'chol eis. B'chol eis, whenever you want. We also said the other day, ace, the Svarim bring, ace, ayin tough, 470, is a malik in milo. If you spell out the letters of malik, ayin, mem, lamed, kof, it's 470. So a Jew has to believe that b'chol ace, that whenever I want, b'chol dor v'dor, I can fight against the malik. Bizos yavo Aaron el kodesh, right? Bizos, only bizos he can come into the Kodesh Kedosh. He only can come in with the right things, right? Bizos, with tzom, with kol, with tzedakah, tzom, kol, mamon, gematria zos, the Svarim say, right? 408. He can't always come in. He can't always come. But on Purim, b'chol eis, you walk right in. Uve'emes ha'yeshua zo, he mitoch mechias ha'malik, she'simcha lefana b'maram, kasher yesh mapal ha'malik v'haman. V'niftachu shari ha'yeshua. On Purim, a Jew has to believe in his ability to go in. Let's try to understand a little deeper. And we're getting a big heter today. Getting a very big heter today. Let's try to understand it in a deeper way. The Pachad Yitzchak, Rav Hunder, in Inyan Chav Zayin, has an explanation, which will help us understand last week's parasha. And Blin Adar, by the end of this year, I'll give you a little something to explain this week's parasha as well. Vayikra El Moshe. Moshe also couldn't go in whenever he wanted. He had to be called in to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, called into the Omoid, called into the Mishkan. Mefurash Bezeh, says Rav Hunder, Sha'afilu Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu is the most inside. He's the biggest insider in the Mishkan. And yet he also has to come in a certain way. He has to be called in. Chazal say about Moshe Rabbeinu, had he walked in without being called, you walk in without rishus, that's like a smart person, a Talmud Chacham, b'li das, who doesn't have das. Because what's the inyan of das? Rav Hunder explains, v'davar zem esparei shu'al pi ha-gemara, the Talmud Yerushalmi in Brachas tells us, why was it that they were mitakin havdala b'chonein ha-das? Why when we daven shmona esrei motzei Shabbos do we say, atachon atanu, why do we say that in part of the bracha of das, and atachonein ladam das? The Yerushalmi famously says, "Mipnei shem ein das havdala minayim." Because without das, there can be no havdala. A person has to have das to know when is it my place to be somewhere. When do I have to step out? Havdala to separate. Now is the time. Now is not the time. You need to be a person of das to know how to when to be attached and when to have havdala. So says Rav Hutner, Hasvar se'enyin zeh. Chazar v'nishne is kama pam v'beis midrashenu. We've spoken about this many times. Rav Hunder was very into this. I remember the first time I heard this idea, I went probably like so many years ago. It's probably like the year after Shana Aleph or something. I remember I was in the Five Towns, it was by my friend, and Rav Blachman was speaking, and he spoke about, he said over a whole shtickle from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and he quoted this idea of B'shem Rav Hunder. Rav Hunder was very into this idea. This Yerushalmi that says what? Im ein das havdala minayin. Without das, you don't know how to separate. You don't know when is the right time to speak and when is the right time to be quiet. When is the right time to push ahead and when is the right time to sit back and to be humbled. So Rav Hunder used to speak about this a lot. He would give the following explanation that he's about to give us. He says, "Mipnei she'ikr skulasa shel das hu bekach es dabkos ve'eskashros haganus besocha." What is das? See, Rav Hunder flips it on its head. Chaver, listen carefully. Rav Hunder flips it on its head. The Yerushalmi just told us, "Im ein das havdala minayin." What do you need das for? To know what? Havdal. You need to know what? When not to attach. When to pull back. That's what das teaches us. But Rav Hunder says, that's kind of the reverberations from the essence of das. What's the essence of das? The essence of das is hiskashrus, is attachment. The fact that das teaches me when to detach is sort of secondary to the essence of das, which is attachment. That Adam knew his wife. That means he knew her in a biblical sense. Das, the ultimate form of das, is the marital intimacy between a husband and a wife. That's his kashrus of neshama and guf. Right? It's das, deep das. But of course, that's why There's no area that we have to know when to be mavdil more than anything else. And when it comes to sexuality, you have to know when your wife is permitted, when she's not permitted. You have to know when the time is right. You have to know when the time is absolutely not right. But there's a major havdal with our hachakos, when a person pulls back substantially. So it says Rafunda where it's underlined. V'adam she'eni yodea lahafrid esatzma me'inyin. She'eno shayichlo. Bal karcho she'eni yodea leskasher me'inyin ha'shayichlo. Here's how Rafunda flips it on its head. Again, the Yerushalmi is telling us, make sure you say havdala in chonin hadas, because das tells me when to pull back. But the same way that das tells me when to pull back, the das also tells me when to attach. And again, it's two sides of the same coin. I have to know when I have to attach myself in a deep way, and I have to know when I absolutely cannot attach myself. Those two go together. Again, a person who doesn't know how to separate himself doesn't really know how to be connected. So the guy who walks around with his girlfriend under his arm all the time is not really connected to her. What do you mean? He's with her so much more than the person who follows halacha and doesn't even touch her when it's not the proper time. So he seems to have a lot more das. He's much more connected. The answer is no, he's not. It's much more superficial. The person who knows how to separate is the person who knows how to attach. And that's why the person who knows how to have the harchakos will maintain a certain fresh excitement in their marriage, in the physical aspects of the marriage, in the das, in the iskashrus. Because if you're going to try to always be connected, it's going to be very fake. You have to know when to attach, and you have to know when to separate. So says Rav Futner, Vayikra El Moshe. Moshe is called in because Moshe is the das of Klal Yisrael. Look at all this Svarim, look at Kisvei Arizal. Moshe is the Bechin of das. Says Rav Futner, every Talmud Chacham struggles, when do I attach and when do I pull back? I want to be so deeply attached to Hashem, but I'm about das. I know that there's Madregos. I know that there's a time and a place. There's a time to be Makav, there's a time to be Mashpia. There's a time to attach, there's a time to pull back. Again, there's a time to speak up, and there's a time to be quiet. So says Rav Futner, look at the bottom line, page 3. Uvelibam shall tamidei chachamim, mevakshei, turn the page, Hashem. In the heart of every true Talmud Chacham, a Talmud Chacham, Moshe didn't want to be called a Talmud Chacham without das, which meant that Moshe needed to know, yes, I'm the great, of course I have the most shaykhs to the Mishkan more than anyone else, but that doesn't mean I go there all the time. That doesn't mean I go there all the time. I show that I have a shaykhs to the Mishkan more than anyone else because I know when not to go to the Mishkan. And I know how to respond to the Vayikra El Moshe. So look what he says, it's beautiful. So the Talmud Chacham always has a very good part of himself, whispering in his ear. Locheshes tamid achshasha. There's always the Talmud Chacham is always. He's under his breath. He's always saying, "Pen v'ulai nitchakim ein becheska seyan lemakomos lamal mirosha." Maybe I'm really not ready for that sefer. Maybe I'm not ready for that shir. Right? Maybe I'm not ready for that hanhaga and avodas Hashem. But there's a part of me that's pulling me. I want to go. I want to go deeper in my relationship with Hashem. I want more das. I want more iskashrus. But I don't know. Maybe it's not proper. Right? Maybe it's not the time to push ahead. So the Talmud Chacham is always struggling. Ratz of Ishov, a baki b'halacha, he's pulling forth, he's going back and forth. Maybe I'm crossing lines I shouldn't cross. Maybe I'm going b'chol eis at a time that's not, right? V'lo yavo b'chol eis ala kodesh. Maybe I'm walking across a line I shouldn't cross. It says, we're under in the third line, El shekol zehu b'shar yamos hashana. This is all true when? The rest of the year. Aval b'shah simchas purim. But on purim, when a person's in a state of adalo yada, when it's okay to be a Talmud Chacham without das, and to not know the lines, and to cross the lines they don't normally cross, and to emor lemelech, not to ask of Hashem, but to demand of Hashem, and to say of Hashem, shemahalech haneis haya al yedei halo nekresi levo al melech. V'chol makom shenemer ha-melech stam. We know it's talking about Hashem. The melech is giving us rishus to what? To come in without rishus. Hare seder anhaga shal simcha zapor mechayiv. If you feel a longing to go further inside, so go further inside. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will extend the Sharvit Hazav in your direction. And if you say, but hold on a second, didn't we just learn that I don't want to be called, Moshe didn't want to be called the Talmud Chacham B'li Das? Says Rav Futner. There's nothing to worry about. Yesh lomar adraba. Hello, b'simchas apurim. Ein hedra das cheson klal. On Purim, we're not worried about losing our das. Adalo yada. Nothing to worry about at all. You can go to a place, b'li das, and feel perfectly comfortable there. There's really nothing to worry about. mamish, nothing to worry about at all. So now we understand why Parshas Vayikra, right, last week's Parsha, which teaches us the Indian of Havdalah, Vayikra El Moshe, right, is the final steps of preparation for Purim. And then we come to Tzav. Now I was going to tell you this part later in this year, but I think I'm going to say it now because I think it'll give us a better context of what? Of understanding the transition, right, from last week, which was, you know, the Shabbos Kodem Purim, which was Havdalah, Vayikra El Moshe, only come in when you're called, with the contrast of Tzav. Tzav, we know, Rashi brings Tzav is a lashon. You don't have this in front of you, but Tzav is a lashon of miyad uledoros. Right? Rashi says to Tzav et Tzav, ain Tzav ela zeros. Tzav is a lashon of zeros miyad uledoros. So I saw in a Haggadah Shal Pesach called the Kol Yeshua, Kol with a kuf. Yeshua like salvation. The author's name was Rabbi Yeshua Deutsch. So he writes in the Kol Yeshua on page 58. He says it a beautiful thing. He says, "Ain tzav el lashon zeros miyadu ledoros." What's the greatest inyan of miyadu ledoros? What inyan do we grapple with all the time? Miyad uledoros. Miyad immediately uledoros. Again, Pashup Shah Rashi is telling us we need to have zrizus about certain things. We have to be committed to certain things. Right? Tzav is a lashon of zeros, miyadu ledoros, both now and in the future. But what's the inyan of miyadu ledoros? The inyan of miyadu ledoros is Mashiach. In the Kol Yeshua Haggadah, he says, the inyan of miyadu ledoros is geula. Because geula could be be'ita, it could be in its time, or it could also be achishena, I could speed it up. I could say, no, I want it now, I need it now, Kodesh Baruch Hu, b'chol eis, I want it right now, I'm going lo kadas, right? Kadas k'matri Mashiach ben David, I want it now. You'll tell me, but it's not the right time. I don't care if it's the right time, Hashem. I need it now. So therefore, Parsha Sav, right? The Parsha that we're going to read right after Purim, we learn this Rashi of what? That a lashon of zeros, you need to have zrizus when there's an option of miyadu ledoros. When I have to choose between be'ita and achishena, which is what the Gemara says, Mashiach depends. If you work in the right way, achishena, we can speed it up. If not, be'ita, and it's right time. So what's the right mahalach? Should I sit back and say, Mashiach will come be'ita? Or should I try to be working on achishena? Should I focus on hayom in b'kol lo tishmo to try to make it happen right now? Or should I say, ledoros, everything in the right time. Everything in the right time. So therefore, Parsha Sav comes and tells us, Sav is a lashon zeros, miyad ledoros. When I have a choice of miyad, immediately, or ledoros, I should choose what? Zrizus. Make it happen fast. That's what he brings in the Kol Yeshua Agada. Tzav is a lashon of zeros miyadu ledoros. Tzav, of course, is gematria 96. It's one more than Haman. It's the ability to overpower Haman. Miyad, to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need it right now. Achishana. I'm not going to wait for a be'ita. I'm not going to sit back and say, whenever you're ready, Hashem. Behold, ace, whenever you think it's the right ace. No, achishana, I'm going to speed it up. V'kimu v'kibel ha'yehudim is gematria achishana. Kimu v'kibel, we pronounce it, right? Kimu v'kiblu, we pronounce it, but it's a Korean exit. It's written in the Megillah. You're going to see it at the end of the Megillah. You'll look it with your own eyes. Kimu v'kibel ha'yehudim is 374, is gematria achishena. A Jew says, now, I'm not waiting anymore. I'm not a Kohen Gadol, and it's not the right time. But Tzav is the Lashon of Zeros. I have two tracks. I have Miyad, and I have Ledoros. But I choose Tzav, the Lashon of Zeros. I'm going to make it happen right away. So if in Parshas Vayikra, again, we just read this past Shabbos. Vayikra El Moshe, wait for the right time. A Baal Das knows when to come in, when not to come in. But I'm Purim Ad Lo Yalta. Tzav, right now. Overpowering Haman, charging my way in to the Kodesh HaKadoshim to get whatever it is that I demand. Amalek is the klipa of this idea. Amalek is the antithesis of this idea. Which means the same way that we're trying to have this holy chutzpah in Purim, Amalek is this embodiment of chutzpah in an unholy way. We see it from the fact that we started with the Shem Yishmael. Haman's Emor LaMelech, say to the king. You don't say to a king, but that's the whole nature of Amalek. To jump ahead, to be out of line. When the Gemara says that a head yod is kofetz l'rosh, right? It says that Memuchan, who is the last of the king's advisors, is the first to speak. Where's your das? Where's the sense of order here? Why are you speaking up? It's not your place to speak. Now's the time to be quiet, Haman. But again, there's a chutzpah that Haman has. And again, the avodah of Purim is to take that chutzpah to transform it into something holy. Rav Tzadok writes in Pri Tzadok Purim Oshei on page 5. Klipas Amalek v'Haman hu chutzpah v'nitzuach klapei Shemaya. That's exactly what we want to do on Purim. To make them, to conquer Hashem on Purim. The same way that, who does Amalek want to conquer? Amalek also wants to conquer Hashem. Melchama l'Hashem b'Amalek. They also want to conquer Hashem. Right? They also want to conquer Hashem. But we have to take that in Kedusha. V'ukamo klipas bilam. Sha'af sh'nemar lo lo teilech imahem lo ta'or. As ha'am, even though Bilam is told, don't curse Klal Yisrael, don't get involved. Afal pike in halach. Bilam decides, he asks Hashem's permission, what should I do? Hashem says, you shouldn't go. And he decides to go anyways. Chutzpah. So we learned, remember, Shem Shemaster Paul, he taught us about the relationship between Bilam and Balak and Amalek, how all those letters come together. V'alav amru chutzpah, afilu klapei shmaya mahani. Chutzpah, even towards the heavens, guess what? It works. It's not nice, but it works when you do it. Ukamokin Amalek Vahaman Yadu Yakris Yisrael. Vafalpikin Omdu Bukhutzba Kapishmaya Lakatri Gal Yisrael Lamalek Moshe Marnu. Even though Amalek knows how powerful Klal Yisrael is, and Amalek knows how powerful Hashem is, the chutzpah of Amalek says, Afalpikin Uvachain Avoel Amalek Shalokadas. Amalek says ridiculous things. Amalek attacks in ridiculous ways. They don't care. They're not self aware in that way, but in a good way. It's a chutzpah that we need to take and turn into a holy chutzpah. The inyan midah zo nitzvach u'michina zelu mazesh shabar Hashem Yisbarach b'kedusha. Amalek is the tumah of this idea in kedusha. And what is this idea in kedusha? Look inside. Inyan anitzuach klapei shmai letovas Yisrael. To be someone who fights for Klal Yisrael, who fights Hashem for the good of Klal Yisrael. Like the Gemara says in Psachim, zamru lemisha noitzchen osol v'sameach. Yay for the one who conquers someone else, and the one who is conquered is happy. Let's pause here for a second. However, it's been a long time since we learned Sichas Haran. So let's learn a little Sichas Haran. Okay, turn to page 8 for a moment. Since Rav Tzadok is telling us Psachim Kuf Yud Tes, it would be a crime to not see it through the eyes of Rabbeinu, see it through the eyes of Rabbi Nachman. In a very famous piece of Sichas Haran, Samach Tes. Zamru l'mishen menatzchen oso v'sameach. We need to conquer Hashem. We need to be victorious over HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe you'll say, I'm not worthy of coming to Hashem, especially not if I'm drunk. Remember the Gemara Pesachim Kuf Yud Gimel from last week? There are three people Hashem loves. One of them is someone who never gets drunk. So now, chutzpah, you're coming to me drunk? You're trying to go into Kodesh Kodashim drunk? Have you not read through the Chumash? Do you remember what happened last time someone went into Kodesh Kodashim drunk and tried to offer an Eish Zara, a foreign fire? That was it. Game over. But of course, in Pnimius, we know that even Nadav and Aviyu did a very holy thing. And in Purim, we have Rishus to do it and get away with it. So to say to ourselves, even though I've messed up a lot, Hashem probably isn't interested in me, and say, you know what? I don't care. I'm going to talk to Hashem anyways. I still don't act proper, but I'm going to Hashem. To spread your hands to the heavens and to say, anyone who puts out his hand, you have to just be courageous enough to put out your hand towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Just extend your hand towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you're guaranteed to get something. Spread your hands to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shirachim Alav V'Yikarveyu. Top of page 9. That Hashem should draw us close to Avodaso, Ki Af Al Pichein, Ani Rotza Lios Yisraeli. Af Al Pichein. Af Al Pichein. I want to be a Jew. And I don't care if you're, I don't care if a Baskel comes out of the Shemayim. I don't care if a Baskel comes out of the heaven. We know from the B'nai Yisastra and the Agra, the Pirka, he brings in the very beginning of the Sefer. He says, everything the Baal HaBayis tells you to do, you should do, chutz mitzeh. That's also a Gemara in Pesachim. Three Gemaras in Pesachim. Gemara in Pesachim that Zamr l'mishim natzal l'so v'sameach. Then we have the Gemara in Pesachim, we just said a second ago, Hashem loves people who don't get drunk. And now a third Gemara in Pesachim. You should do everything the Baal HaBayis tells you to do, except for get out. That's how I tricked our Rubenstein into speaking first last night. I told him, I said, everything the Baal HaBayis tells you to do, you have to do except for get out. So we were fighting who's going to speak first, so I forced him to speak. Yeah? Not that I'm the Baal HaBayis. Judah's the Baal HaBayis in the apartment. Okay? So everything the Baal HaBayis tells you to do, you should do except for get out. Who's the ultimate Baal HaBayis? Who's the real Baal HaBayis? Kadosh Baruch Hu's the Baal HaBayis. Says the Bnei Yisachar, everything the Baal HaBayis tells you to do, you should do except for go away. If Hashem says to go away, don't ever come back, you say to Hashem, I'm not listening. Chutzpah. You're going to walk into the king, I told you you're not invited here. Doesn't matter. The mistake of Elisha ben Avuya when he heard a baskel come out of the heaven and say, you're not welcome. Shuvu banim shovavim, chutzme Elisha ben Avuya. He should have realized that I can also return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That I also have a right to fight my way back in. The Baal HaBayis said go away. I don't listen to the Baal HaBayis when he says go away. Elisha ben Avuya should not have listened to the Basco. The same way that in the Gemara, in Bav Mitzia Nun Tes that I mentioned earlier, when a Basco came out from heaven and said that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yeshua got up and he said, Ein mashkichin b'basko, that's the Gemara where the Gemara says what? Hashem was laughing, Hashem was smiling, and Hashem said, Nitzchuni banai, Nitzchuni banai, Netzach. The Jews defeated me, Gevaldik. Why does it say Nitzchuni Banai two times? I saw the Ben Yishchai writes in the Ben Yoyada. Because first what happened, right? Remember the story? Remember the Tanur Shel Achnai? So Machlokas and Tom and Tara, Rabbi Eliezer said one way, they put him in Cherem, and everything was indicating the water started changing directions, and the walls of the Beis Medrash were collapsing. And then even a baskel came out of the heavens and said, the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Yeshua said, no, we don't listen to a baskel. And Hashem says, wow, Nitzchuni Banai, Nitzchuni Banai, my children defeated me. Why Nitzchuni Banai twice? So the Ben Yishchai said, because, you know, trees jumping out of the ground and water changing directions and walls of the Beis Medrash collapsing, that's one Majrika. That's Nitzchuni Banai one time. But when a Basko comes out of Shemayim and says that the halacha is a certain way and you still don't listen, that's like a different category of Nitzchuni Banai. But again, Hashem was smiling and he said it twice, Nitzchuni Banai, Nitzchuni Banai. I'm happy you didn't listen when I turned the water around. I'm happy you didn't listen when the walls were collapsing. I'm happy you didn't listen when trees jumped out of the ground. That's one category. But I'm happy you didn't listen to the Bas call. When the Baal HaBayis says, when a Bas call went out and told Elisha ben Avuya and Gmar and Chagiga, go away, he should have said, Ein Mashkichim the Bas call. Everything the Baal HaBayis tells you to do, you should do except for Tzeh, except for get out of my face. You fight your way back in. So says Rabbi Nachman, Afal Pichin, and he wrote to the Yossi Israeli, I want to be a Jew. I'm drunk in Kodesh Kadashim, are you out of your mind? The answer is, Afal Pichin. Nimsa Shirotz Lenatzeach as Hashem Yisbarach Kiviyachol. Hashem Yisbarach Yesh Lo Simcha Mizeh Sheminatzach Nosof Kiviyachol. The Simcha we give a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the month of Adar and on Purim is when we defeat a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We fight against a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, turn to page 10 for a second. We're going to get back to Tzadok in a second. But I want to show you one Kedushas Levi insight. By Shavuos. Chaver, this is mamish gold. Because what we're saying here is not really only for Purim. Yes, it's most for Purim. Every one of us has access to it on Purim. But the truth is, a person who's deeply connected to Torah knows that every letter of Torah is empowering us to overpower Kadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, at the end of the day, Melech Malchei Hamlachim. Hashem has the final say. That's why I think, by the way, in Adon Olam, what does it say? Adon Olam, Hashem Malach, Peterem Kol Yitzir Nevra. Right? So we said the Vart from the Magid of Mezrich is what? The Peterem, before you created us, Hashem, you were in charge. Now you created us and we're in charge. But then what's the next line? What do we say after that? Yeah, that even Azay Malach Shemonika. You're still the Malach. At the end of the day, let's be real about it. Hashem, you have the final say. But every letter of Torah is empowering us to overpower Hashem. There's a beautiful comment from the Berditchever in Shavuos. He says, we know Chazal tell us that the Torah was given black fire on white fire. What's this meaning of black fire on white fire? And the truth is, you see it in our Sefer Torah. Why is it that the black ink, so to speak, is riding on top of the white parchment? What is black? What is white? Why is it that Bnei Yeshiva often wear black on top of white? It's the Indian. A long black coat on top of a white shirt. What's the Indian? I'm not saying you have to dress the way to be a Ben Yeshivik, wear whatever you want. But what's the Indian? What's the Indian of black on top of white? So listen to what he says. Look what he says. Rabbi Seinu Zal Amru Ator Ninda Beishchor Al Gabi Eish Levana. Efshar Lomar, page 10. Da Remez Shal Yidei Matan Torah Yesh Koch Bi Yisrael. That through Kabbalah Zatorah, Ata Gezarta Milamata V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. What is white? He says the color white is kolol kol ha'gvanin. Shemekabel kol ha'gvanin. White is everything. Take a pure, white means a pure beam of light, which if I refract it through a prism, all the colors emerge. So white contains everything. Hashem is white. White is the all-encompassing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? The Or Ein Sof, so to speak. The pure white, the pure light kiviyachol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. White is everything. V'zeh merum azal Hashem yisbarach shekol al hakol. What about black? Black? The lack of light. It's the most limited of all. So why is it black fire on white fire? What's our black ink of our Sefer Torah on the white parchment of the Torah? Look what he writes, where it's underlined. V'zeh shal yidei nesinas haTorah zachu Yisrael sha'ishchora yel gabei ratzalomar l'mal meish levana. Agabe yesh levana means what? That black can overpower white. Da'inu sh'Yisrael yu l'mal kiviyachol yeh yoser pol divrei Yisrael midivrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we have the ability to rule over HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol. Like Chazal say, more and more, Katan I mentioned earlier, Tazayin Amud Beis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gozer gezera, and a tzaddik comes along and he's mevatalin. A tzaddik comes and mevatalin. I'm not a tzaddik. Yes, you are. Va'amei chulam tzaddikim. And if you don't believe it the rest of the year, at the very least, ad lo yada, you can be a Talmud Chacham without das on Purim itself. Okay, so let's go back to Rav Tzadok now and finish up Source 5. So Rav Tzadok says this is the whole battleground of us versus Amalek. Amalek represents what? Amalek represents a chutzpah to conquer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a great, crime. But we do the exact opposite in holiness. We also conquer Hashem in holiness. He quotes the Gemara in Bava Metzia. You can see it's in parentheses. Bava Metzia in the New Testament base. That when we conquered HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we didn't listen to the Baskel. My Avid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kachayich v'omer nitzchuni banai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was smiling and he said, my children have defeated me. Sheyodim Yisrael. Shezeo ba'asol ratzon Hashem Yisbarach. Hashem wants us. Shenachsev paninu lenatzcho letovas Yisrael. To push the limits on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Vayavor Mordechai. Vayavor Mordechai. Mordechai, the tzaddik ador. Vayavor. He did an Aveira. But it was an Aveira Lishma. He canceled Pesach that year. They fasted on Pesach. Vayavor Mordechai. It was an Aveira Lishma. Aveira Lishma means a person crossed the line. You push the limits. You go beyond. Can the Isa, like the Gemara says in Tanis, that Levi, not Levi like Levi ben Yaakov, Levi from the times of the Gemara. Levi, he tiach dvar of klape mala. Levi spoke in a very chutzpahdik way, demanding rain on behalf of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says that Levi became paralyzed. He injured himself. One time he was practicing Kida, which is a unique bowing technique, and he injured himself. But the Gemara puts together several sources and says that at the end of the day, he got injured when he was practicing a complicated bowing technique, where you fold yourself in half. He got injured at that time, when he was susceptible to injury, because of his chutzpah. What was his chutzpah? He tiach dvarav klapei mal. He spoke very brazenly to Hashem. He fought for Klal Yisrael. And because of that, he was paralyzed. He got terribly injured because of that. But says Rav Tzadok, Einach Hanami, he got injured, but Lamaisa, did his tfilos on behalf of Klal Yisrael work? He took one for the team. He went. He did a dangerous thing. But says the Gemara, Hagam dinena shalzeh, the itla, even though he became crippled from it, mikol makom hoil leKlal Yisrael v'asa mitra, he brought the rain down for Klal Yisrael. Because when a Jew pushes with a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Levi wasn't worthy enough to get away totally unscathed. On Purim we get away with it, Chavra. On Purim we can cross the lines and get away with it 100%. You're not going to get in trouble. Kol poshet yad, ask for something you never thought you could ask for, and those tilo, they're going to give it to you. And you're not going to pay a price for it. It's free of charge. U'mizeh nistayv inyena chutzpah v'nitzuach l'mala, b'zelu mazeh b'klipas Amalek l'harol l'Yisrael. This is Amalek's, takes this midah in the opposite fashion, tries to say things, they cross lines that shouldn't be crossed in a chutzpah, to speak against Klal Yisrael. But of course, the end of the day is achriso ad de'oved, that Amalek does not last, and Klal Yisrael, of course, Klai Yisrael, of course, lasts forever. Interesting, by the way, that that pasuk that describes the Reishas Goyim Amalek, that Amalek is the beginning of the story, right? But Achriso Ade Oved, Ade is Oshetevos Ad Lo Yada. Ad Lo Yada. Because a Jew can get to a place where he's a Talmud Chacham B'li Das and it's kosher. Amalek plays with it, but they're playing with the Sitra Acha version of what we really have. And therefore they pay a heavy price. But we can get away with it. I want to tell you my favorite Vart from today. So listen carefully. If you look through the Megillah, we're talking about being victorious over Hashem. We're talking about the Midah of Netzach. We know that Hanukkah and Purim correspond to the legs. Hanukkah and Purim correspond to the legs. In the supernal man, if you take the Sviros and you compile them into a body, Chabad, Chochma Bina Das, or Keser Chochma Bina being the top, and now working our way down. Chesed is the right arm. Gvura is the left arm. Tiferes is the torso, the trunk of the body. Netzach and Hod, in Tikkun Ezar says, are the two legs. It doesn't say specifically which is why sometimes you find Chanukah and Purim interchangeably representing Netzach and Hod, the two legs. Okay, the Pashtus, though, of course, is that the right leg is Netzach, the left leg is Hod. The Bris Milah is Yesod. And the Peh, strangely enough, even though we've been working right down, the Peh, the mouth, corresponds to Malchus. Those are the 10 spheres. Purim is primarily about Netzach. It's about the right leg. Yes, Purim has an aspect of Hod. Some say that Chanukah, Purim, Netzach, Hod, exactly how it lines up, they are somewhat interchangeable. But think of Purim in terms of Netzach. Think of Purim in terms of Netzach. So Chevra, let me tell you something so beautiful. Listen to this. Look through Megillah, Esther. Look through the Megillah. Do you know that you're going to find all 10 spheres? In the Megillah, in Parak 1, 2, and 6, you'll find Keser. In Parak 1, Aleph and Vav, you'll find Chachma. In the third parak, you'll find Bina. In the eighth parak, you'll find Das. In the second parak, you'll find Chesed. In the tenth parak, you'll find Gvura. In the first parak, many times, you'll find Tiferes. In the second and third parak, you'll find Hod. In the first parak, you'll find Kikain Yisar HaMelech. You'll find Yesod. In the first parak, you'll find Malchus. What's the one sphera of the 10 spheros that's missing in the Megillah? There's no Netzach. There's no Netzach. You know why? Because we have to supply the Netzach. And that's why when you finish reading the Megillah, Shoshanas Yaakov, Tzahala V'Samecha, yeah, what do we say? Chuasam Hayisa LaNetzach. When you finish reading the Megillah, and you feel that now I have the strength to conquer Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chuasam Hayisa LaNetzach. Tikva Sam B'chol Dor V'Dor, there's always hope. No matter, if a Baskel tells me go away, I still don't have to listen. Because the Jew supplies the Netzach. We bring the Netzach, and that's why Purim is eternal. It's Nitzchi. It lasts forever. Megillas Esther, remember the Rambam? Purim is the Umta forever. Megillas Esther is forever. You know why? Because when a Jew comes together with the Megillah and he brings out the Netzach of the Megillah, you have to bring the Netzach. Hashem can't hand you Netzach. Hashem sits back and says, come on, conquer me. It'll make me happy. That's the Simcha of Adar. When a Jew conquers a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that is the Simcha of Adar. Turn to page 6. There's a Haggadah Shel Pesach called the Arba Ufanei HaKodesh. Quotes Torahs from four different tzaddikim. One of the tzaddikim that it emphasizes and it focuses on is the Trisker Magid. The Trisker Magid said a very stark thing. The Trisker Magid said a very strong thing. In the Haggadah Shel Pesach, Arba Ufanei HaKodesh, okay, in Osches, take a look. It says, one time on Purim, the Trisker Magid, HaMagid HaKadosh Mitrisk, Zatzal, said the following, Melitza Gedol Al Yisrael. He went fighting for Klal Yisrael, on Purim. Now again, the Trisker Magid is a tzaddik, and a tzaddik can always rule Hashem. But on Purim, even a tzaddik crosses lines. He turned to the heavens and he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheyimaher v'yachish lehevi ha-geula v'lo yamtin sheyador kulo zakai. Hashem, if you're waiting for us to what? To get our act together to bring Mashiach, well then you're making a mistake. You know the Shpoler's 80 one time, he grabbed onto his beard. This is how it's brought in Sfarim. He grabbed onto his beard, his long white beard. Shpoler Zeta grabbed his beard and he said, Rabbona Sholem, in case you think Klal Yisrael is going to do tshuva, I swear to you by my long white beard that they're never going to do tshuva, and you might as well bring Mashiach. That's what he said. Chutzpah. It's chutzpah, no? Achishena, right now. Hashem says, what do you mean? Do tshuva. and then I'll bring you back, and then we'll work it out. Shmuel Zeta took a shvua. I swear they're never going to do tshuva. You might as well bring them back. Achishana. Do it now. So on Purim one time, the Trisker Magid said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you better hurry up with the Geula, and you better not wait for the Jews to be Zakai. And what did he do? How did he threaten Hashem? Listen to how he threatened Hashem. V'omar, Ribono Shel Olam. These psukim sound familiar? Im Acharesh Techarishi Be'ez Hazos. Same way Mordechai said to Esther. If you're going to sit back quietly at a time like this, look what he writes here on page 6. Im Acharesh Techarishi Be'ez Hazos. If Hashem, if you're going to sit back quietly and not bring the Geula, Shalot Tamar V'tochash Geula, then you know what my threat is? Azai Revach V'atzala Yamud LaYehudim Mokum Acher. Then the Jews are going to go find salvation by the Mokum Acher, by the Sitra Achra. We'll go find the God who loves us more than you. We'll go to the Mokum Acher. We'll go to, if you divorce us, if you abandon us, we'll go to Mokum Acher. What does the Torah say about a woman who gets divorced? V'yatzal Mibeso? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're your wife. Do you love us or not? Are you willing to overlook our offenses? Or do you want to get divorced? Because if you want to divorce us, we're going to go to a Makom Acher. We'll go to the Sitra Acher. Now look how he presented it. He says, nowhere but here, Chavah, look inside. You'll see why. HaYehudim yavakshu lehem parnasos mi Sitra Acher. Sheyilmudu b'neim lios roifim ve'edjoketin v'kadomeh. If you don't give them parnasa, Hashem, then they're going to just have to keep getting more and more involved in secular society. Jews are going to become doctors. Jews are going to get an education. Jews are going to have to go to secular universities. Now again, Baruch Hashem, we get to go to Yeshiva University. So we get the best of both worlds. But Hashem, if you don't make it, if you don't give us opportunities, if you don't create... Now there's a great line. I once saw in a biography, the Rebbe of Vorky one time, some maskilim came to him and they said, you see from the Megillah that it's important to go to college. Really? You see from the Megillah it's important to go to college. Why is that? It says, because, think about it. How did the whole miracle come about? Because Mordechai spoke so many languages. Where did he learn all these languages? Mestami lived in college. You know, he took French and he took Spanish. Yeah? So that, because Mordechai knew all these languages, he understood that Bigson and Seresh were plotting against the king, and that put everything into motion, and that, the Hatzalah. So you see, the Hatzalah of Purim comes from going to college. That's what some maskil said to the Rebbe of Vorky. So Rebbe of Vorky said, no, Pasha, you're wrong. Because if Mordechai was in college, and Mordechai had been in university with Bigson and Seresh, they would have seen him in class. They would have known that he knows the language. You see, a Yid has to pick up all those things on the side. Yid has to pick up all that. Well, Mordechai picked it all up on the side, and that's why he was able to overhear the conversation. They didn't realize, and he was able to bring out Tzala. He was able to bring out Tzala to Klaisel. So you have to be in the know. Rabbi Avorki said, you have to know. Right? But we have to know what's going on in the world in our own way, in a Jewish kind of way. In a Yeshiva University kind of way. Not a secular college. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what choice are you giving us? Revach v'atzala yamud la'yehudim mimakom acher. We're going to walk away from you. And Hashem, you know what that's going to look like for you? Look what he writes in the last line. V'at ubeis avicha toveidu. What's at? Aleph through Tav. All of the letters, the holy letters of the Torah. You can put them in the garbage, Hashem. Because if you're not going to save us, if you keep sitting back, we're not getting better. Torah Kadosha. Turn the page. Top of page 7. Hamaschel es ba'alef v'mesayem es b'tav. Right? It doesn't mean that the Torah literally starts with aleph and ends with tav. Although Anochi starts with aleph. And you could cheshbon it that it ends with tav in a certain way. Right? But the letters of the Torah, the letters that make up the Torah, at is going to be tovedu. It's going to be forgotten. Beis avicha. What's beis avicha? The shuls. The batei medrash, the batei knesios are going to be empty. Because you're forcing us out into the street, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Atu beis avicha tovedu. Im tamtin zman rav. Im yekabu lehem ol malchusra. If you're waiting for us to mekabu, you are malchus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're pushing us away. And therefore on Purim we have the chutzpah. We demand from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We demand from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Save us or else. We can threaten Hashem. We're going to go off the derech if you don't save us. Emor lemelech. To say to the king. To tell him what we really want. To not be afraid to say it like it is. Okay, I'll end with a story on page 11 and 12. I remember in the year Tavshin Ayin Gimel, the Mashpia, at the end of Purim, shared this story. Sam, was it at your house maybe? Efsher. Okay, so you'll tell me if you remember this story. Remember this, Maisa? Tavshin Ayin Gimel, at the end of Purim, I wasn't there, I heard the audio. The Mashpia shared a story. I was very nispal from it. And then I think probably last year I found the story in print. It's a story from the Klausenberger Rebbe. Okay, let's read it inside. It's from the Sefer Otzer Seim Shel Tzadikim on Purim. It tells the following story. Ani niskar ke'es be'uvda nifla, we're on page 11, shayu be'purim tof shin chaf zayin, 1967. Purim 1967. And the Rebbe, the Klausenberger Rebbe, who had seen a lot of the atrocities of Olam Hazeh in his own life, his suffering in the war, for any of us who read about that, it was Nora Va'ayom, what he went through and survived, with tremendous, tremendous Mesiras Nefesh. Uve Emsa HaShulchan HaTar, Nen of Amar. He's sitting by the Purim Tish. He had his share, his fair share of wine. Va'amar, top of page 12. And he said to the Rabbona Shalom, Heichan Yeshnu Hayom, Makom Shekorin HaMegillah B'yom Tesvav Ba'adar Mi'ikara Didina. Where do we read the Megillah on Shushan Purim Mi'ikara Din? What does that mean? Below Machmas Safik, where do we read the Megillah? Where do we keep Shushan Purim Me'ikar Adin? Because Halacha says so. He says, I know a lot of places read it Misafik, right? V'chishvu Eiza Ayaros V'rosh V'chol Mekomas Halo Korin Rak Misafik. And he started to mention certain places, but we're reading Misafik. So the Rebbe slammed his hand down on the table, and the Klausenberger Rebbe screamed, Ribono Shel Olam, it says Mefurish in the Megillah, V'yameya Purim Ha'ela Lo Yavru Mitocha Yehudim, that these days, plural of Purim, are never going to cease. But Ribono Shel Olam, we don't have real Purim right now. We don't have real Shushan Purim right now. V'nei B'chol Dover Dor Yasu Yameya Purim Shnei Yam. You promised us in the Megillah that Purim will always be 2 days. The cave and Shiefshar Likros Kayom B'tesva Me'ikar Adin. We don't have Yerushalayim the way that we want to have Yerushalayim. This is 1967. We don't have Eretz Yisrael the way we want to have it. And therefore Hashem, look what he says, where it's underlined, Harayata Ozeh Torascha Plaster. Hashem, you're a liar. Your Torah is falsified. You promised us Purim for 2 days, and I just realized, we don't have Purim for 2 days the way that we want to have Purim for 2 days. We want Purim, not we want, we demand Hashem. We demand Purim for 2 days. Kach zok b'meshach zman rav. And the Klausenberger Rebbe was screaming and screaming at the Rabbono Shel Olam. We insist on 2 days of Purim. No, listen to what happened. He said, Rabbono Shel Olam, atachayev liros sheikru gam b'tesva ba'adar. Hashem, you better. Tzadik is gozer. Kodesh Baruch Hu is makayim. The Klausenberger screamed his heart out in 1967 and said, Hashem, you better give us the opportunity. This is the last time we're keeping Purim Misafik. Nu chaver, what happened over the course of 6 days in June in 1967? Yeah, the six-day war. V'achein kama chodoshim la'achar mikein kfar yachlu lichanes l'ir ha'atikab Yerushalayim and Purim 1968 b'shana abak kfar karosham megillah b'tesva v'adah. Purim 1968, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had responded to the demand of a tzaddik, Bitzumo Shoyom, on Purim itself. So you have to understand, Emor Lamelech, it's a koach that we all have. You have to not think this is only for the Kohen Gadol, this is only for the Klausenberger Rebbe, it's only for special tzaddikim at special times. A Jew has to believe in his ability to march right in. Hayom in Bekol Tishmo, Hashem. Tzav is a lashon miyadu ledoros. There's two options, Be'itach, Yishena. What do I want? Achishena. V'kimu v'kibel ha'yehudim z'gmatra achishena. 347. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going lifnai v'lifnim. Whether you like it or not. To make a demand from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Messiah with the words of the Baal Shem Tov on the last page. In the Hakdama to the Baal Shem Tov al Torah. In the Hakdama, it's called Mi'iras Einayim. It brings there a letter. I think I may have showed it to you one time, but it's Kedai to chazer it over. That the Belzer Rebbe said the following. Siper Morenu v'Rabbeinu Hagon HaKadosh Mi'Belz. The Belzer Rebbe once had a very real, clear dream where he saw himself ascending to the highest heavens, the Gan Eden Elyon. The Haralo Chomas Yerushalayim Shalemala Chavos, and they showed him that the walls of Yerushalayim above are not yet complete. And we know what Kodesh Baruch Hu says. Hashem says there can't be a Yerushalayim Shalmata even after the Klausenberger Rebbe got us part of the way there. There was demands on Purim 1967. But we still don't have Yerushalayim exactly what we want. We got more, but there's a lot more that we're still longing for. So he saw the Yerushalayim Shalmala that it was lying in ruins. And there was this one Jew who was wandering from wall to wall trying to fix the walls, trying to patch up the walls, demanding that the walls be fixed. Vishal, the Belzer Rebbe asked in his dream, "Mihu ze ish? Who is that? Who is that Jew?" He's so busy trying to do whatever he can to metakin Yerushalayim Shomala. Ve'yishivu lo ki hu Rav Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. And he told him it's the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. She'nishba, that he took a shvuah. Shelo yerid misham, that he's not going to get away from those walls. Asher yivna beis hamikdash b'mehera b'yameinu amen. And Baal Shem Tov said, "I will not leave." Baal Shem Tov, we need you to go to the other rakios to give shiurim. There's a lot of things you need to be doing in the Shemayim. And Baal Shem Tov said, "No, I'm taking Yeshua. I'm standing in this place. Choni Amagil. I draw a circle, I stand in the middle, and I'm not leaving until I get what I want. To make demands from HaKadosh Baruch Hu." That's the Koach of Purim. Emor LaMelech. If Haman could do it, if Haman could come to the Chatzar HaChitzona, Leimor LaMelech, to say to the king, not to be Mavakish, not to be Shoel, right? But Leimor LaMelech. Again, the words of the Shem Yishmuel. Az b'koach kol ish Yisrael leimur lemelech malchim lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Meretz Hashem, we should believe in this koach. We should be able to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu exactly what we want this for. That this should be the year that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants kol mishalas libenu letova. Amen. Kein yiratzon.